1 minute after the hour, and before we turn to Iskra, I play a track from Eric Dolphy. So I'm going to go back to Eric Dolphy now. This is from one of the In Europe albums as well, and a nice version of Randy Weston's tune, High Fly. And this features Eric Dolphy on flute, Ben Axon piano, Eric Malsholm on bass, Jorn Enliff is on drums. Music from the Chris McGregor Septet, an album titled Up to Earth. Chris McGregor piano, Bar Phillips, Danny Thompson was on bass on that, Louis Maholo drums, John Sermon, baritone sax, Judah Paguana alto, Evan Parker tenor, Mangese Faza on trumpet. Tune titled Years Ago Now. Before that, Eric Dolphy High Fly from Live in Europe Volume 1. That was recorded back in 1961. Up next, we're going to go back into the 50s here. Some kind of blues bop material from this. First with Gene Ammons. Really nice blues groove record from him called Funky back in 57 with Jackie McLean on alto, Art Farmer trumpet, Mal Waldron piano, Kenny Burrell guitar, Doug Watkins bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Thank you. Music there from Donald Byrd. Real nice late 60s Blue Note album of his called Royal Flush. Really cool band with Pepper Adams, also from Detroit on baritone. Herbie Hancock, one of his early records. At the piano, Butch Warren bass and Billy Higgins on drums. And Billy Higgins, always great for laying down a great swing and pocket in any track that he was on. It's usually noteworthy of listening to the drumming on, for sure. Gene Ammons before that from the album Funky, and we heard the title track. That was from 57. And we're going to turn now to Jackie McLean's very first album, not the first one he recorded on. That was with Miles. But this is 1955, the first one under his own name, with Donald Byrd again on trumpet, Mel Waldron, piano, Doug Watkins, bass. Drummer named Ronald Tucker, his name didn't ring a bell with me. I looked him up, and as far as I can tell, this is the only album he appeared on. He supposedly was from Philadelphia, as supposedly it says in the liner notes. He's kind of an interesting drummer, too, but this is the only record I'm familiar with him on. Originally, this came out on the Ad Lib label. It's one of those records that the LP is worth thousands of dollars. We're playing it from a CD reissue here. It's You or No One. And you can really hear Jackie McLean, very young Jackie McLean here, you know, coming strongly out of Charlie Parker's stylings here, if you will. Jackie McLean. Thank you.
Thank you.